So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I was raised in Caracas, Venezuela. I was born in Maryland, but Caracas is my hometown. That's a place that I will always consider my home. Despite all the situation and the news and the headlines that are going on right now in Venezuela, it's a beautiful country. It's a place where I grew up. I had my childhood, and we were blessed to go to the mountain, go to the coast, the Caribbean coast. It's right there. So beautiful place that sadly right now it's in a different place. I grew up like a normal kid, going out to the beach, going and stuff like that, having fun with friends. But again, it was one of those that the situation, it was different. My love for Caracas started in a way that, again, like I was saying, I went to school there. I got to see this place build who I am today, and my roots still connected there. I wanted to stay there. I wanted to stay in my home. I wanted to stay in Venezuela because it's where I was able to grow. I started my career as a creative there and I had the dream to start my own business there. Sadly, when I was there, it was during the situation when Chavez had the power as a dictator and got to see a lot of changes in my country, sadly. I live in a house with my mom, my stepfather, my brother. I was studying graphic design at the time, visual communication. I was staying late for a project, so it was around 4 a.m., and went to bed, 6 a.m. on a Friday. I feel a kick on my side in those words that I will never forget in my life. Párate o te mato, meaning get up or I'll kill you. Those words, they stay with me, and usually that's not the way how my mom wakes me up, but it's like, hey, okay, what's going on? And that's when I was realizing we're being robbed. Like, there's people, like bad people in my house, and they have my mom. So there's not much I can do. I start following orders, which is get up, follow me, and they take us to the master room, where sadly we encounter in the master room, there was my brother and my stepfather already there. We saw that there's two other people there, and that's when I say this, wow, it's our turn. They tied us up, they put us on a master bedroom. We were four of us, again, my brother, my stepfather, my mom and I. Well, technically we were five. A cat decided to join the club. He just sit down there and look cute. But we were four of us, it was three of them. One of them knew very well how to use a gun. He knew when to like always walk around pointing up. He will ask you for something. If you didn't command, he will point that gun at you, knowing this person knows how to use this. The other ones, they were just pointing on the side, like you know, I'm gangster and stuff. And that's when you can say, that's a kid. I'm more afraid of that kid of just losing a bullet than killing my family. So they tied us up. They put us in the bedroom. The three of us, my mom actually become the escort of them. It's kind of like those, what do you call the store? Newman Marcus, that you have your personalized person doing shopping with you. Like, you want jewelry? Here's the jewelry, sir. Here's the safe. But sadly, so situation starts getting, they're getting intense. We're trying to keep calm. 3 hours pass through, 3 hours being tied there and like hearing this, feeling their stuff. My brother had a pillow with a gun on top of his head, which for the people who doesn't know, that's a silencer. So we were ready for the end, basically. One of these guys, let's call him the malandro. Malandro is a term in Venezuela used for thief. So one of these malandros, the one pointing the gun on the side, brings my mom to the master room and tells her, get on the floor. That's when we lost it. We got nervous. Personally, I got super nervous, but also I was asking them, begging, please, do not hurt her. If you hurt her, dude, you better kill us all. The other guy came, the one who knew how to use the gun, which we'll think it was a cop, he comes to the room and asks everybody, please come down. You guys, people come down, lady, don't worry, you're gonna be okay. And that's when they decide, hey, we're leaving. And they just left. Worst 3 hours ever. They took material stuff, they took stupid stuff. Mainly they took our privacy. That's something that we will not ever to take it back. And then again, they took part of my faith for my home, for my place that I call Venezuela. So the situation in Venezuela right now currently is really bad. I got to see it develop to the point to where it is today. 2007, I moved to Texas, and from here I've been seeing my home going down and down and down. Situation for me, it's frustrating because there's not much I can do, just support my people. My mom is still there. My aunts, my grandmother, they're still there. The only part I can do is support them and make sure to tell the others that it's like, right now there's a situation going on that we should all keep an eye open. Right now, like, seeing my country like this is heartbreaking because last time I was there was 3 years ago, and I got to experience to see the empty shelves, see people do a line of 2 hours to buy bread, not finding chicken. That's heartbreaking. Again, I grew up in a country where it's one of the main oil, has one of the main oil reserves in the world. And right now it's in a bad situation, but with the hope right now that there's opportunity to drive our country, like my country, to what it was, to a democracy, to a place where people can be free, to a place where people can actually have a quality of life. Because as me and other millions, they have left home. But right now we see an opportunity, and I please ask you, all of you, if you see another Venezuelan, you know something like that, share the story, ask them more. Right now it's a situation where my home needs the support of everybody. Thank you.